From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Gas prices continue going up across Ontario, but the North remains in its own league. Dan McTague, gas price analyst and president of Canadians for Affordable Energy, says the Wild North, as he calls it, moves on a very different schedule, with retailers driving prices up and down without any rhyme or reason.
The North is all over the map. I mean, you could have a situation where some of it's $1.97, some of it's $2.02, some might be $1.86 or $1.84.
McTague says retailers calling the shots on prices will keep happening, at least until large-scale retailers like Costco open pumps in the north. In less than 2 weeks, masks won't be needed for most public settings in Ontario as the health ministry moves to a long-term plan to manage COVID-19. On Monday, all vaccine mandates will be lifted in schools, hospitals, long-term care homes, and other settings where employees previously had to be fully vaccinated. The following Monday, the 21st, masks won't be needed in most public settings, including schools. Also being lifted on the 21st in schools is the requirement for cohorting and daily screening. Masks will still be needed on public transit, in long-term care and retirement homes, hospitals, and other congregate living settings. Premier Doug Ford says anyone who wants to keep wearing a mask is welcome to. At least two teachers' unions are speaking out against masks no longer being needed in schools after March break. The Ontario English Catholic Teachers Association calls it ill-timed. The Elementary Teachers Federation says it risks further COVID-19 disruption and jeopardizes safety. They both cite public health experts saying it's risky because of the size of classes and poor quality ventilation, among other reasons. Both unions accuse the Ford government of being motivated by politics rather than science, with an election set for June. And Western nations continue to ratchet up the pressure on Russia over its invasion of Ukraine. The United States is banning all Russian oil imports, while the UK says it will end its dependence on Russian energy by the end of this year. The list of companies suspending business activity in Russia also continues to grow. Among those making the move, McDonald's, Starbucks, KFC, Pepsi, and Coca-Cola. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.